Well, shall I say to you this morning, brr, yeah, it was 56 when I got up this morning, and believe me, I took time to find a nice warm sweater. Do you think the fall temps have arrived to stay? Well, who knows? At least the leaves in our area in my woods have not turned yet, just little tiny areas. So perhaps they will be turning soon. It's a beautiful time of the year, isn't it? What a blessing to have the four seasons. It's so great. Well, today I want to continue on with my series on heaven. And I just thought maybe when the Lord prompted me to study and to prepare the messages, I thought maybe it will get our minds off of all that's going on around us in our world today. Oh my goodness, how nice to be able to think about the blessed hope of heaven. And so I've been attempting to answer questions concerning heaven, and hopefully, just hopefully, it will whet your appetite to want to search the scriptures concerning this very subject. After all, if you were planning a trip to Europe, well, you'd do every kind of research and every source you could find out how to get there, where to visit, what to expect upon arrival, and you for sure would go to your local travel agency and ask questions, and you'd say, do you have any videos or any pamphlets or anything that will tell me about my destination? Well, what a shame if you don't search the scriptures and find out what heaven is going to be like. And of course, let me add, the most important thing is that Jesus is there, and we are going to see him face to face. Wow, isn't that a wonderful truth? Well, so what I'm going to do is answer some questions. And this is the first one. Are descriptions of heaven like pearly gates and streets of gold, is that just imagination or is it really true? Well, no doubt you've heard these descriptions of heaven and you've wondered, I wonder, could it be that good? Could it really be what they say it's like? Well, these features are directly from the scriptures in the book of Revelation. The Apostle John gives us a glimpse of the New Jerusalem in all of its splendor. And right in front of me, I have my Bible open to Revelation chapter 21. And I'm just going to read, let me give you a few things from further back in the book, so I don't have to read as many verses. But there was a great and high wall with 12 gates. These are just points that I want to bring out to you. 12 angels are at the gates. The construction of its wall was jasper, and the city was pure gold, like clear glass. The foundations of the wall of the city were adorned with all kinds of precious stones. The 12 gates were 12 pearls, and each individual gate was of one pearl. Can you imagine that? And the street of the city was pure gold, like transparent glass. And that's all taken here from the book of Revelation, verses 12 and 18 through 21. And I have my Bible open, and I'd like to just read it to you, okay? I'm going to start with verse 15 of the New International Version, which is a little different than the King James or a lot of the others, but I thought it was good the way it was offered to us. It starts out by saying, the angel who talked with me, and that means talk with John, had a measuring rod of gold to measure the city, its gates, and its walls. The city was laid out like a square as long as it was wide. He measured the city with the rod and found it to be 12,000 stadia in length and as wide and high as it is long. He measured its wall, and it was 144 cubits thick. By man's measurement, which the angel was actually using, the wall was made of beautiful, pure gold, as pure as glass. The foundation of the city walls were decorated with every kind of precious stones, and I've already given you those. And then it goes on to say the 12 gates were 12 pearls, each gate made of a single pearl. The great street of the city was of pure gold, like transparent glass. Wow! Doesn't that sound beautiful? Well, it's built upon gemstones. Wow! I can hardly wait. It's going to be wonderful. And then this is the New Jerusalem that is told to us in the scriptures. Well, if you know and love Jesus, you will one day walk and live in this beautiful city. Nothing on this earth can compare, for sure. Well, the next question is, what is heaven's source of light? Is it a planet similar to the sun? Well, as you continue to read in Revelation chapter 21, verse 23 says, the city has no need of the sun or of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminates it. The Lamb is the light. There will be no flashlights or light posts, no lanterns, and no lamps. The light will come from the throne of God, where the Lamb, who is the Lord Jesus, is seated. He will be the light, and there will be no need for any other source, because the light of the Lord Jesus in his glorified body will fill the city. Wow! Isn't that amazing? Well, the next question, will we have fellowship with one another in heaven? I believe that it will be a fellowship that we have never experienced before. We will be a new person all made over, and we will be perfectly compatible with one another and really able for the first time to enjoy the fellowship that we long for in our hearts. Can you imagine? I can't. Visiting with Moses, Joseph, Daniel, David, A.W. Tozer, Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Oh my goodness. And the icing on the cake would be our loved ones. It'll be so wonderful, won't it, to ask the questions about their experiences or even ask about what they've been doing while they've been in heaven. Isn't that something? Well, another question is, will we have fellowship with Christ in heaven? Oh, yes. We will be in his presence. And not only with Jesus, but with the hosts of angels. We'll have fellowship in a way that we cannot even imagine. Because, you see, we'll know him as he is. That same Jesus who came to earth to die for your sins and mine. The one who walked and taught the people all over the Holy Land. That same Jesus who healed the sick and raised the dead, who preached to multitudes. Oh yes, we'll be able to see his nail-scarred hands. He'll be our friend, and we can visit with him person to person. Oh my goodness, doesn't that sound wonderful? Maybe Jesus will share some of the mysteries of the scriptures so we can understand them even better, or maybe for the first time. Well, when will we receive our new glorified bodies? Well, when believers die, their body goes into the grave until the resurrection at the rapture. Then on the day of the rapture, Christ is going to come in the air, the trumpet will sound, and those who have died in Christ, that is, those who have accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior, will be raised up first, followed by those who remain on the earth. In the process of the resurrection at the last trumpet, the bodies of believers will be immediately transformed into their permanent heavenly bodies. It'll happen in a twinkling of an eye. Let me read 1 Corinthians 15:51. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all die, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. And then in 1 Thessalonians, Paul wrote, I would not have you to be ignorant concerning them which have died, that you sorrow not even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, them also which have died in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which have died. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Comfort one another with these words. There's a song that's been played over WWIB for a long time. It's entitled, I Can Only Imagine. It's so beautiful. Let me quote the words. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. Well, we can't comprehend how awful, awesome the Lord's glory is. So we can't be sure of how we'll respond when we are in his presence. But after reading the scriptures, we can just imagine. Let me close the broadcast by asking you, do you know for sure that you are on your way to heaven by simply trusting Jesus as your Lord and your Savior? We'd be so happy to have you call us and allow us to show you or tell you the scriptures. We want you to know Jesus as your Savior. It's been so good to be with you. Bye-bye.